Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and with me today is Wade Middleton of Carrico Multimedia. And Wade is also heavily involved with the Boat U.S. National Collegiate Bass Championship coming up this week, right, Wade?
Well, they start practice on the 15th of September, next Monday, so it's right on schedule here.
That's great. And as tournament director, what are your responsibilities down at Lake Louisville in Texas?
Well, I always tell everybody that has any questions about college bass fishing, everybody on our team, me included, we do everything from hanging the banners to fixing broken trolling motors to starting bass fishing clubs to enforcing the rules to making this one-of-a-kind championship the best there is out there. It takes everybody putting hats on of all kinds to get it done.
You say one-of-a-kind championship, and it is, but a lot of people out there might be a little confused because there has been a lot of growth in collegiate bass fishing, particularly the past year and a half. Could you maybe speak for a minute about what's different about the Boat U.S. Championship versus the other championships out there?
Well, first off, the explosive growth in college bass fishing is probably one of the best stories in the fishing industry right now. We all know we need more participation, and this group of young college anglers are the perfect ambassadors to move the sport forward. And college bass fishing has really grown. You've got our championship, the Boat U.S. National Collegiate Bass Fishing Championship, that has expanded and grown every year. Literally, we've started with about 25 schools the first year, went to about 40 in year two, and now we're up to right at 60 and over 200 college anglers from 28 states descending on this event. And our event, and when you compare the other ones, it is a little unique. We let the kids use all their own gear. They, you know, represent all their own clubs. They wear their own clothing. They get out, and they're able to promote themselves, their school, their clubs, and their desire to grow fishing. And each of the other two events are great in their own right. The Smashmouth event is one of the grandfathers in this overall growth of college bass fishing. They bring the kids in, really take care of them, cater them. They do a nice one-off television series and are very active in growing that. And then FLW is really going to raise the bar, as they always do when they start something new. They're coming on board this year and going to have a multitude of events all over the nation where a lot of the college anglers that don't have boats and don't have gear necessarily as much can get out and be involved in it. So when you combine all three of them, you've got three unique platforms that are simply all designed, when it's all said and done, to get more people out fishing, and I think it's exciting on all fronts.
Yeah, it is exciting, Wade. And, you know, I think back when I was in college, and, man, if I had $6 or $7 for a pizza, that was a pretty big deal. Are some of your kids getting some help with sponsorships and things like that to help even afford baits, line, and gear for this championship and the regular events?
Most definitely. There's more and more of them that are starting to get help out there. I think as an industry, a lot of the companies have embraced this. And in our championship, we've got a wide range of contingency programs in place for them and discount programs. Pure Fishing through Berkeley, Fenwick, Abu Garcia, they have built a lot of programs out there where the kids are getting huge discounts by being active in their clubs. They've also built a great program that rewards them for some essays and some conservation issues. Many of our other groups like Costa Del Mar, Sperry Topsider Shoes, Cabela's, Boat U.S. Angler, they've all built programs into place to help the kids as well. For instance, Boat U.S. Angler, the kids break down on their way there or on the water, they come and get them and make sure they get safely back, because we all know as college kids, a lot of them are probably running on a tight budget and a little bit of duct tape and baling wire to get some of their gear there. Yeah. Cabela's is kicking in big gift cards for a whole college night at their Fort Worth store. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And I think a lot of it also is starting to stem from alumni. Some of these alumni groups that are passionate bass fishermen tied back to some of the TBF groups are really getting involved in it and loaning boats and taking these kids under their wing and helping them, you know, with fundraisers. There's so many great, you know, feel-good stories out there that we would we'd be talking for 2 or 3 days to get them all out.
Are these kids all running tournament quality bass boats, or do they just need to have some form of a functioning live well?
Well, we do have some, restrictions there. We make sure that they've got a minimum length boat and everything meets Coast Guard safety requirements. Got to have a kill switch, just like a big bass tournament. I mean, that safety is a paramount thought between all of our mindsets. But some of them are running some 20-year-old bass boats out there. And, I go back to some of the first events that we did of some of the repairs we did and changing things out. I had forgot about how to change a cable on some of those old-style trolling motors. But, we fixed a little bit of everything. And you do see some high-end, quality bass boats now. And you got to remember, some of these kids are 23 to 24 years old. They're young adults, and a lot of them have jobs now and are moving, out into, as they graduate, into the next level. So some of them have gone out and bought high-end boats, and others get them from their alumni. Some of them get them from boat dealers. Some of them borrow them from friends. So you see everything from boats that'd be valued at about $2,500 all the way up to about $45,000, which I think is just a tremendously exciting thing to see all those different looks out there.
Sure is. And how about television? Will people be able to tune in and watch the coverage of this event?
Yes, they will. We're going to have this event on Fox Sports Net. There'll be a one-hour special in November, and there's a full television series on this event as well on Fox College Sports. Then there's going to be some explosive growth as more events come online. FLW will obviously have theirs on Fox. This new series under the Association of Collegiate Anglers will move to Versus next year. There'll be some regional qualifiers. I mean, there continues to be more opportunities for these college guys out there. And I kind of have to laugh at some of the seniors that are talking about graduating. They're talking about failing this year so they can come fish next year.
Great way to wrap up. Folks who might be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area interested in checking out the event, how can they do that?
Well, come down to Lake Louisville and Sneaky Pete's. I mean, that's hosted a lot of great events in the past, and that's kind of become the home to our event right there. We will have daily weigh-ins starting at 3 o'clock all the way on, starting on the 18th of September. That's Thursday. Our full field will fish that day and the next day on the 19th, and then we'll cut it to the final five, rig them out in similar boats and equipment from Ranger and Yamaha and everybody else on the 20th, and they'll battle it out. Cameras rolling, backdrops going, cameras flashing as well, and it's going to be pretty exciting. When this event ends, everybody that's involved with it always has goosebumps because you know that the future of fishing is in great hands when you see these kids holding that trophy up at the end of the event.
Well, it sure sounds like it, Wade. And thanks for everything you do, and sure appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. Anytime. We appreciate you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bass Fan Radio.